Thank you for calling ICI Homes. This is Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. Is Greg there?
I'm sorry, who?
Greg.
Okay, hold on for 1 second.
Sure, thank you.
Which Greg are you looking for?
Greg Brouse.
Okay, I have to, not sure if I can transfer you over, but I'll give you the telephone number and try to transfer you over.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, it's
386-437-4164.
And if you hold on, I'll try to transfer you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
ICI Home has enjoyed a long, proud tradition of building award-winning homes for thousands of satisfied customers, setting the standard for home building excellence for more than a quarter of a century.
Hello?
Hello?
I was not able to transfer you. You're going to have to call direct. Sorry.
Okay, sure, I'll give him a call direct. It's not a problem. Do you happen to have a good email address for him? I can shoot him a note.
Sure. It's G, B as in boy, R, O, U, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, E as in Eagle, at ICIHomes.com. Homes is plural.
At ICIHomes.com. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, because it looks like we were in contact, you know, just back in March, and I was just calling to follow up with him here on an offer that we had sent out to the business based on some lending he did with, or some, you know, borrowing he did with Everbank Commercial. And I had Greg Brouse as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is that correct? He's the one that would be handling something like that?
I have no clue. This is the online sales center. If you want, I can transfer you over to the main headquarters, but I don't know.
Yeah, if you can do that, that'd be great.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hold on for 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, hold on.
Sure, thank you.
Long, proud tradition of...
Good morning. Thank you for calling ICI Homes. This is Jacqueline speaking.
Good morning. Hi. I was actually just transferred over here to see if there was a Greg Brouse or anyone really who is in charge of the financial aspect of the company. Because my name is Hashem, and I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Everbank Commercial, and I had Greg Brouse here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Do you know if he's the only one that can handle something like that, or is there maybe someone else?
I'm going to transfer you over to Kathy Bordeaux. Okay, one
moment. Kathy,
please.
Sure. Is she...
Thank you for calling ICI Homes. Consistently ranked among the nation's top 100 builders, ICI Homes has enjoyed a long tradition of building award.
Good morning. This is Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy. This is Hashem with Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I was actually just transferred over here, and I was told that you were possibly able to help with the financial aspect of the company. Is that correct?
I'll do my best.
Okay, great. So my name is Hashem. I was just calling regarding some financing that was done with Everbank Commercial. Does that ring a bell to you at all?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. And I was just calling regarding an offer that we had sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago, which was based on your borrowing history with them there. And we were in contact with Greg, it looks like, just a few months back, and we were told to follow back up as we get closer towards the end of the year here to see if you guys had any, you know, upcoming projects, or if you were looking to do bring on any equipment or anything in order to take advantage of Section 179 as we approach the end of the year or anything like that. So I just kind of wanted to follow up with you here and see if anything had come up at all, or if you know of any plans that Greg was planning to do or anything like that.
I don't know. I wasn't involved with that conversation. And who is Greg?
Greg Brouse, I have him here as the
Oh,
manager.
this is in regard to the country clubs. I understand.
Yes, correct.
Everbank is, anyway, different end of the company.
Oh.
I am not aware of anything, but if Greg had suggested calling him back toward the end of the year, he'd probably be the best one to speak with.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you wouldn't know if he has, anything coming up at all, project-wise or anything like that, right?
Operationally, he would be the guy. If he needs
Yeah.
help getting financing for his operations, I can help at that point, but
Gotcha.
he's not approached me saying that he's
That he
anticipating
needs anything.
anything.
Right.
But he would be the one to speak with directly.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I thought. I had him here as the point of contact.
If you'd
Okay.
like to send some literature in, I'd be more than happy to keep it on file in case I hear something in the meantime.
Sure, actually, that'd be a great idea. What's a good email for you?
It's K Berdeaux, BERDEAUX
UX
at ICIHomes.com.
at icihomes.com. Okay, great. I'll go ahead and put together a little email here and shoot it over your way in a couple of minutes. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Yeah, home building is back in business.
Good, good.
We're
Glad to
happy
hear
to
that.
say, yeah, things are going good.
Great. Are you guys growing every year usually, or are you guys pretty steady?
No, we are growing. The biggest challenge we have right now is finding land to build on. So we're actively looking for new lots all the time, and we're expanding over in the Tampa market. Jacksonville, we just purchased three or four new neighborhoods up in that direction. So yeah, we're definitely
Oh,
growing. Our
wow.
business plan for next year is, I don't know the percentage over, but I know that we're looking to close 500 homes.
Oh, wow.
So
Good for, is that a lot more as compared to this year?
I want to say we're at 380 for this year, so it's an increase, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty solid increase. Wow, good for you guys. And usually, how do your projects end up working? How long does it take you to build a home?
Oh, one
It
home
just
from start to
varies.
finish, our build time?
Yeah.
Depends on the home. I mean, we have small communities where we can begin and out in, 3, 4 months, and then we have the custom homes that we, could take the better part of a year. So it really just depends on the home,
Wow, I
and the
see.
buyers.
And what? I'm sorry?
So, and the buyers on how slow they might want to take it as far as making changes throughout the process, and
Oh, that's.
sometimes they get to steer that a little bit too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And for you guys' projects, do you guys have like a, is it like a net 90, net 80? Do you know when you guys get paid?
Some of them are construction draws where they're doing progress payments throughout the
Right.
process. The rest of them we finance internally.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You guys
And then
use
we just get paid at close.
company cash flow?
Outsourcing the line of credit.
Oh, okay, I see. Gotcha. So you're in that's my field there. That's one
Good.
of the reasons why I'm calling. So, yeah, I can definitely shoot over my information to you. And is it all right if I follow back up with you maybe in like a few weeks or a month or something like that to see if anything had come up?
That would be fine.
Great.
That would be fine.
Perfect, then I
And
appreciate that.
I know the one question that is always asked of me when I do forward information on. I'm not the
Sure.
decision maker on that. I'll be clear. But
Absolutely.
if you could give me some information about your bank, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name of your bank.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. The name of our bank is actually called Bank of Cardiff, a
Okay.
CARDIFF, like Frank. And
Okay.
what we specialize in really is working capital and equipment financing. And I've been working all summer with construction companies, and what we did for them was working capital all the time because when they have so many projects coming up, there's usually not enough capital to either take them all on at the same time, or you have to limit yourself to a smaller project, things like that, instead of depleting the company's cash flow. So what we do is we lend the money out, project gets done, and then of course the loan is going to depend on your turnover if it's going to be worth it to you or not. But usually in construction, we haven't had much of a problem with that at all. And so the money goes directly into your business bank account, and working capital loans are unsecured cash loans. So there's no collateral on your end as well. You don't have to put up a home or anything like that in order to get it. And nothing goes on personal credit. It's all through the business credit. And the way that we look.
What is the average? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I was just going to tell you.
Go ahead.
No, it's all right. So the way it works for loaning out to you is based on your sales. So typically we can lend to you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So, you know, based on how the business is doing is what we base the loan off of.
Okay.
So we can get you
average,
a lot more
interest rate.
So interest rates vary. So what we do is we collect 6-month bank statements from you and the most recent tax return for the business. So based on the numbers that we get there, we're able to tell, you know, how much money is left in the bank at the end of the month, how the taxes are, and from there, you know, it goes to the underwriters and they're able to create payment options with different rates.
And what is the best interest rate you've seen given out lately?
The best for a working capital loan, probably somewhere around 10, I want to say.
Ooh. Okay.
It's pretty steep, but the reason is
yeah,
is
we're doing LIBOR plus 2, LIBOR plus 1.5.
Yeah, okay. See, that's very different. The reason is obviously is because it's an unsecured cash loan, and we don't really take anything on your end there. So obviously they ask for a little bit more on the interest rate, but
right.
But you know, it always depends
the owner doesn't,
on.
Yeah, and the owner doesn't mind putting up collateral for it. I mean, that's.
Yeah,
that's okay. I mean, he puts the risk in the communities he feels comfortable doing that with, and loaning out his own money, so or you know, securing it with his own.
Absolutely,
financial,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, 10%. It's probably not something that we're going to pursue.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I completely understand. but I'll shoot my information over. Sometimes it does work out if it's, you know, something that comes up and you need it quickly and the turnover is worth it. So that's usually when it has to happen. But I'll go ahead and shoot over my information to you anyway. And
that would be great. You know, and you know, like you said, a project with Greg Bruce, if he's looking to, you know, buy a fleet of golf carts or something like that, that's entirely different. That
absolutely.
You know, what you offer might be valuable. So
yeah, there you might like that because we would consider that equipment for the business, and that we're extremely competitive with. That one, we have a match or beat policy on that. So you know, any other loan, any other equipment financing offer that you get from other banks, we're definitely able to match it, and typically we're able to beat it. So that's kind of our bread and butter for the company there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I certainly enjoyed talking with you. I appreciate you sending that information over.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure talking to you too, Kathy.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.